Shri Lama Tessin Bhava Basu continued, Yud Base Tevis Etov Shin Mem, January 1st, 1979, Tuesday continued.
שגיבוי על חנוכה שווי סורה שזה שגיבוי על חנוכה שווי בכלי מדידי ביי חנוכה שווי בכלי מדידי ביי כנקטון המקמה לפיכוך עם גיבוי על בשניים של יצלוך ולטריח ולבקש את השלישי לחלק. This is how Rashi explains, and then Rashi explains in שוקדין המומנס לעין בלוסיס לחולכות כפיתפולים התלויים בו. So Rashi also, I mean, there is a deal coming in that seems to indicate like the Shita from Yehne, because Rashi only emphasizes here that it requires Shlisho like the woman is. And on the contrary, the Shukdin woman is, no, in other words, not like from Yehne, because Rashi Shita happens to be not like Hapsanigwe, and Rashi Shita happens to be that like Rambam, that the Kabbalah say this, of the process requires from him. So here Rashi doesn't mention the establishment of priorities, which is the counterpart of Masamatim and Tavim and the process. But Rashi just mentions the determination of effects, the needs. How much does a certain family need? So if a family has 10 children, it needs so much. If a family has one child, it needs much less. If a family has no children, so it needs still less. So in other words, Rashi just emphasizes La'ayim v'losis l'cholechot kifitfolim atluim. So in other words, so even the determination of the facts is based upon the fact that it's the demon is. In other words, not like the Nefoshes. Because if it had been like the Nefoshes, so then it would require Chof Gimel. And then Shivu Yavchaluk Koshovo b'chol yeim v'yeim b'yeim, because in order that they shouldn't have to convene a third one for the distribution. This is the pshat of Rashi, but there are other Rishonim who explain it that why is Tamche. Now let's see in Teisves. Teisves says, "Umischalekel begimul, v'kishikidin emomnes, v'im tema ma'aytaim ename tehei nigves begimul, u'pirish rabnetam." So it should be nigves begimul also. U'pirish rabnetam, v'fisho yodua, schum shakol echot ve'echot kamei. So rabnetam couldn't explain it like Rashi, because Rashi says that the reason is why he said Gibuyo Bechalukashov. Gibuyo Bechalukashov is because Shalim Stolchu Litreyach Ulivakish Sashlishi Lechalik. Sashlishi Lechalik. And Tainsis, Rabbatam says that Now, Rabbi Gershon says something else. Rabbi Gershon says, Shekivuye v'chalukli shove. Shekivuye v'chalukli shove. So Rashi says, Shekivuye v'chalukli shove. Because the reason is why. The reason is why Tamche is nigles b'shleisho, not b'shnayim, is because the chalukke, because tamche, so they have to collect the same day, because the kupo fund is used for the to accommodate the resident ani. So the mele, the person knows exactly how much is needed, so they don't have to collect this just before they distribute. Mashenki tamche is to provide for the aniim who are even mocking and mocking. So the best, the Gaboyim don't know how many aniim will be even mocking and mocking. One week you might have 10 aniim even mocking and mocking, another week you might have 5, another week you might have 50. So mainly the same people, so immediately after you collect it, you have to distribute. As far as the coupon is concerned, so the collection takes place a long time before the distribution, because the Gaboyim know exactly how much is needed every week. There is a budget. Mashiach in regard to the Tamche, that's to accommodate the Aniyim or even Mokim Mokim. The Gaboyim don't know how much money will be needed to accommodate the Aniyim or even Mokim Mokim. Sometimes there are so many Aniyim or even Mokim Mokim. So every day they have to collect. So, and the distribution many times immediately follows the collection. So Rashi says, so that's why, so the collection for the kupon, which is not immediately followed by the distribution, it precedes the distribution by a long interval, so that requires only two people. Mashen came the collection for the tanker. And most of the time it's immediately followed by the distribution. So instead of in order to make it easier, to avoid the hardship of having to convene a third gala every time they have to distribute, this document will be just collected. So that's why the Chachamim are misake that at the very outset the collection should require it. So it's a convenience, according to Rashi. But Rabbi Gershon says something else. Gibuyo bechaluk of shomer shegivi mikol echot lefi mashiyot imaseches uchein din shemaynin bidin al mi leharbeis veal mi lemayit mashiyin ke bikupo shegivi mikol echot el lefi mashiyin tzelite bikorei neistim kula bishom. So Rabbi Gershon explains it that the pshat gibuyo bechaluk of shomer is because shekeipin mikolechod lifi mashiyod imasekes uchein di. Now it's mashma from the Roshan of Teisve, the Teisve agrees with the Pshat from the Yash, because Teisve says upirish leventam lifi shur yodua schum shol kolechod veechod kamid. Alright, now Tamche b'chol yeim kupe me'avshav le'avshavus. Tamche l'ani eilom. Kupe l'ani yohia. V'rashoyim de'ilasis kupe tamche v'tamche kupe. U'shanei tso v'chol ma shi yotzu. V'rashoyim de'ilasneis al hamideis ala shomim v'al tzrapeli u'lasi al tso oso. Na. So, lasis kupe tamche. L'chalik l'ani eilom hiyo bale. Lasis al-mideis l'ani tso si yu l'akti. Lashon shachitim v'ayayim shonim kire. Nushonazu yeisa v'kar v'kar domi. Lassia v'tzosom liknis v'seivir. Al kisat v'ibrayim. Lassia v'midas v'imteire. So in other words, that the male here can resort to kriya. They can resort to force in imposing, let's say, a minimum wage or a maximum price. That's what it means. Now what kind of din is it? How are they allowed to resort to force in order to determine a minimum wage and the maximum price and to fix the the measurements, and the weights, and so on. So what kind of halacha is it? Apparently, that this halacha is based upon the halacha of, like the same halacha, like Kefin, Eisei, Livnei, Sliyia, Chemod, Losayim, Boriach. So what kind of halacha is it? It's a halacha that Bnei Yoi, it's Yisrus Shrein. In other words, the Shreinim have Yisrus to force each other to participate in that which is for the common benefit of all. So like if it's Chemod. So there are certain things that do not require the consent of the Reb Me'atzibur. Now, the Chumash Rosh says that in order to determine and to enforce the fixing of the middays, the shorim, and the scharpeali, so we require Reb Me'atzibur, because who make it good? In other words, if the Reb Me'atzibur will decide upon a maximum, a minimum wage or maximum price, so then it can be enforced. So, on what basis do the Bnei Meir have a right to force everyone to comply with a certain wage, a minimum wage or a maximum price? And if anyone charges more than a certain price, so he can be punished. So, it's on the basis of the Shush Chayim. In other words, anything that is for the common benefit of all. So Shreinim may be schools to force each other. But there are two kinds of common benefits of all. There is something that without a decision by the Bnei Yehuda, it is indispensable for the welfare of all the Bnei Yehuda. For example, Chemot Losayim Borich. So the Bnei Yehuda have to convene and decide, and they have to take a vote. Everybody knows that without the Chemot, so then, every Benoir is exposed to the danger of an attack. So it doesn't require any decision by the Benoir. But there are other things that it becomes an indispensable need of the whole Tzibur, only if the Tzibur itself feels that way. But without a decision by the Benoir, it's not considered an indispensable need of it. For example, Chemot Losayim, basic defense. So without the decision by the Meoriya, it is an indispensable need of the Tzibur. Who doesn't know that if the city doesn't have a Chemot, so they are exposed to the danger of being attacked by pirates. But some Meoriya without a decision by the Meoriya, Mashem K, let's say, a maximum price or a minimum wage or certain standards of weights, measurements. So by itself, without a decision by the Meoriya, it's not to be considered as an indispensable need of the Meoriya. I mean, can anyone say that this kind of salary, it should be a minimum wage? Why? Just because he feels that way. If the Meoriya as a whole have a meaning and they decide upon a certain rate of wages or rate or prices, so then it becomes an indispensable need of the year. But without the decision, so without the decision by the year, so it becomes a tyranny. Now I mentioned last time that from the Tam Shiti is that Tzedokah Bez cannot be given. So why is it? So Rabbi Tam says one Roshin, it was clear as well. The other Roshin is the Roche Kibu Aleim Shilokim for Yisragah. So that's a raya. From this day says that Tzedokah besides the mitzvah Tzedokah. So the Leohir can force the Ashirim to give Tzedokah to Dami, to support Anim on the basis of Tzirachim, the common need. Now, so there is a certain kash. The Gemara said that Ches, I didn't discuss it the day before yesterday, because I wanted to reach this Gemara first. The Gemara says that Ches, Rabbe Omer Zdoke Ayasmen B'mamari, Abba Yisei Niktan, Omer Abai Rotona Rafmoy Barabiyude, in place King Zdoke Ayasemi, אפילו לפי תשווי, So in other words, but otherwise you cannot impose Tokyo Panisen. Why? Because Yasme, Tani, Lavni Meredisen. So that would be alright if the whole Dinkri of Stoke had been based upon the mitzvah. But the way we said Lamentan, that even though from the point of view of the mitzvah, okay, they couldn't be free, because it's mitzvah Shemad Yisrael mitzvah, even in Shalmad Kingdom. So why was what became Rav Nosson? Because that was the Takonis Atzim. Because Stoke is also a Tzirachatzim. In other words, if the Ani or he are not supported in this town, so it's a disaster for the whole team. It's a disaster for the whole team if they do not get support. If the Ani of the city do not get support, it's a disaster for the whole team. And at the contrary, if they do get support, so then it's a problem for the team. So it's a need of the whole team. So we may lay, so why shouldn't it be imposed upon the city? Now, we say, how can we pass a year about people we ask? So when money is needed in order to build up a fortress if we need money for the defense of the city, so then we collect from everybody, even from the city. Yes, the answer is it's not a question of mitzvahs. It's a question of schus shchein, because shchein have a schus to force each other to participate in the common needs of the city. So that's why passing here you collect from the same too. So the question is, so why upon this? Why don't you impose upon the same force? Okay, that's also a theory. Well, I according to the town, you couldn't be kafir and stocking inside the mitzvah of stocking. Because but it's orbiting it, and you are only kafir because of the Tzir HaYiyah. So maybe if it's on the basis of the Tzir HaYiyah, so it should be considered like passing here and should impose upon the same. And the Gemara says it's not important to say. The answer is there are two types of Tzir HaYiyah. There is a Tzir HaYiyah that by itself, without any decision by the very leader, it is considered up to them as an indispensable need of the city. That's passing a fortress. That's passing. And then the other tzorchei, but the other tzorchei here are considered as an indispensable need of the tzibur only if the Ne'ir feel that way. If the Rebbe Ne'ir feel that way, but if the Rebbe Ne'ir don't feel that way, it's not considered as an indispensable need of the tzibur. That's why Rabbi Tam says, "Why does Rabbi Tam have to say kibu aleihem? Who cares whether they will be kabel or not? How about bishchim or bishah ubariach? So even if they will not be kabel, so we can force every member of the tzibur to contribute towards the building of defense. The answer is there are two kinds of tzibur. There is a tzibur by itself without a decision by the Ne'ir, by the Rebbe Ne'ir, or the Parnas Ne'ir, it's considered as an indispensable need of the tzibur. And then the other tzibur here, that only if there is a decision. So mele, k'tanim, upon k'tanim we impose the burden of passing, because that's an indispensable need of the tzibur without any decision by the tzibur. Masheikim, gabit zloke, so it only becomes a tzibur ha-tzibur as if there is a decision by the Ne'ir. So even though there is a decision by the Ne'ir, we cannot impose upon his head. All right, we'll leave.
Rebbe Master Yudal Tevei.
In Israel, Shore Salat Sivar, Kwachas Mishnah. And because of that, so Doki is not Nigris by one, but by two. Because we are Doki, is Shore. Just to ask for a contribution, that's not Shore, but to take by force, so that's Shore. So the Mayor, that requires you. According to this Gemara in Rabasa, so in a Jewish state that is administered according to the halacha completely, so one policeman can never make an arrest, but only two, because arresting a person is certainly hard. It's clear you're forcing this to be detained in the cell and room. So that's horror. So in other words, and it cannot be carried out by one person. It has to be carried out by two. So how do we know that the nation is horror for a tzibur pochas mishnayim? Even though the one who carries out this horror is only in shliach, it's not. It doesn't do it out. Our das atzmei here, the gamer shel tzloki, who takes blockade from people by force. So he doesn't take them, no. He's a shliach bezer. But still, it seems he executes against the will of the person. So the mayor, it requires to. So Misha Rabbeinu didn't send one shliach to take his own for the Mishkan, but two. Now it's something else. Schovas Ulav, Koyum Nimi Heaven. So in other words, we only say that one Gabay Shon Tzloke cannot take by force, but only two, but no one is. Because if we are going to say that in view of the fact that Bishnai means nothing normal, so here too, one double shot stock is no other one is. So maybe, how could he collect? How could one person collect? He should not be trusted. So why do we have to resort to the fact that the Nisim scholar like Tzibot Chodesh Mishnai? Even apart from that, even when he doesn't have to resort to force, so he should not, one damage on his locker should not collect, because he has no money. So we see that even one has the money. Scholars will have, hold on to the end of the side of the coming, the Marhamim, the Maisel, the Rebbe, Shnei So we see from this Gemara Chiddush, the two brothers had it. Here it's not a question of trading, it's a question of mamonas. But two brothers had the mamonas of war. Wherever, and one will not have mamonas, so two brothers wouldn't have mamonas either. And since Rebbe was mamonas, two brothers are like two. So it's a reality that even more has the money. My souls, so two, in other words, in order to collect, stocking. So two must do it, must be given, not more. What kind of soul does it involve? The Omar Rab Nachman, Omar Rab Barab, we fish in Mashi, what's stocking. But Piru, we have a shab. So the next call by force. So I feel about the Shabbos, we also can take money for stocking by force. Any boxy who will carry the alcohol by chatzot, the Navi says, the Rebbeinu will meet out a penalty against all those, the all their classes. Even if the oppressor is one who does it for noble cause.
for noble cause, he's still
an oppressor. So you see, it's not a nice thing to take money by force, even if he does it for the purpose of supporting poor people. So the Gemara says, loy kashu, hod yomi, don't loy yomi. In other words, when we say upakarita alkoloi chatzot, that if somebody takes by force, he's an oppressor, he's a leichet, he's considered a roshet, that is, if he does it to a person who is not rich, who doesn't have the means, so then he's not allowed to take his money by force, even for a noble cause. But if he does it to a person who has the means, who is only, but who refuses to give, so then it's no avail. He heard the Rabbi after Rav Nosson Marame, Bishop Ulume, Arba Meir Zuzel Mitzvoki. Mitzvoki. So, that Rabbi forced Rav Nosson Marame to give his dog. Now the Rashi. Ho, you will have it. Yochim is Gizda. Shneyachim Gabi Yudze Kichadome. Here Rashi emphasizes it. Because even if we were to say that one does not have the monies, it wouldn't mean that we need the evil. It's not a law of maintenance, it's a question. Of the monies, in other words, the monies of two is more than the monies of one. Even though it's not on the basis of evil, of the real meaning. But two achim have the same trustworthiness and reliability as one. My son was in Kubin Kavod al Shinesi Israel at Sibu. A few of the Rav Shabbos, she is Pisch in Delam or Rabbi Yisrim at Tordan, in Pukaliti, Aume Osea, Osa Lamashe, Omi in Osha. Omi in Osha. Right now, we'll learn the thesis of Achbir and Nosson first, and then the thesis of Shaneisol Chol Mashiach. Because of Shaneisol Chol Mashiach too, he involves a very complicated meaning. So many Shibes are ashamed. The Benigash, Abin Yehne, the Rashbon, the Rabban, Amnatan. Alright. Achbir and Nosson. Vim Tehna. Vim Amifir Kol Avos Aroma, Kol Mitzisese Shemat Nusrok, Shulam Bitzino, Inves Mishalmato, Muzorim Aleol. The Gemara says that in regard to Kibbutz, is the Gemara telling the story of a certain son who refused to be mechaved of v'yimei. So then someone wanted to force him. So an Amira said, no, kol mitzvah shemat uschol v'tzido. The Torah says, ma'yitavlo v'arach v'yomi. So an Amira in Bezni shalmat u'kiv v'nolel. And by Zloki, it's also Matus Chor Bitzino. Because the Torah says, Kim Lama Dover Aze, Yivarech Chua Nishem Rikach. So how would it rob a force of Nost? So Vein Rabbi Tam, the high tree of Yidvorin, high tree of Yidvorin, we cut here at Dr. Rav Yudin Firiknar, or Shem Nispatis, or that Robert didn't manage to use physical force, but he just used moral force. In other words, he reprimanded him, he chastised him very severely until Rav Nosson Barame agreed to give his dog. But to use mamish to hit him or to put a person into prison until he gives Doki a death, Bezin doesn't. That's one terence. Veitir, it's a second terence. The Hoche Kibla Aleim, Shiokei, Poisina Gabai. Now, from this basis, we deduce that Doki, besides the mitzvah of Doki, is Doki considered the Tzir HaTzimu. Doki is considered the Tzir HaTzimu. So, but the question is, why does Teisa say Kibla Aleim Shirokei for Yisrael Gabbai? So they don't have to be kafe. The answer is there are two kinds of tzorech hatzibur. There is a type of tzorech hatzibur like this chimo defense.
that without the Heskel of the Rim Meir, it's considered an indispensable need of the community. We have to resort to a Heskel of the Meir to realize that without the Rim, so everyone is exposed to the possibility, to the danger of being attacked by pirates. I mean, we know, it's all evident. It's all evident. So, but then, there are other kinds of Torah HaTzibur, like as we explained, the Aloche of Hasni, Salamini, Salashomim, Valsarateyami. In other words, so they here have a right, have the keyach, to fix a minimum wage, a maximum price, to fix the standards of weights and measures. So there, without the Heskem HaTzibur, so it cannot be considered as an indispensable need of the whole tzibur that the worker shouldn't get less, let's say, than $5 an hour. But if the Bnei Uriya decide, then this regulation that the worker should not get less than $5 an hour becomes an indispensable need of the whole community. So tzedakah, according to Rambam, is to be distinguished from let's say, bishchemo. Bishchemo is an indispensable need of the whole community without any decision by the tzibur. There's nothing to discuss. But it's okay for the support of that need. That might depend upon the circumstances. It all depends. Maybe in certain situations, it's not an indispensable need of the whole community that the poor should be supported. And as far as the mitzvah of is concerned, so that there is a loch of matnus chorob mitzvah. There is a loch of matnus chorob mitzvah. That is shita vodka. But from the lotion of the Radbaz, it's mashma, the tzedakah is considered tzedakah hatzibu even without heskematzim. Abretam says, loch of kibu alim shirti. It's not that. But from the lotion of the Radbaz, now we saw that according to that from the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita appears to be that there are two aspects in tzedakah. There is an aspect of tzedakah that is incumbent upon each Yochid in Israel to give tzedakah Pesach Niftach, and then tzedakah, the same mitzvah of Pesach Niftach, is also a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur, because the Rambam has separate. He in Perek Zayin discusses the Chiyuv Tzedakah incumbent upon Yochid, and then in Perek Tes he discusses exclusively the Chiyuv Tzedakah that is incumbent upon the Tzibur. But the Radbaz says, we pointed out that apart from the Chiyuv Tzedakah that is incumbent upon the Tzibur, the support of Ani in itself is considered an indispensable need of the Tzibur, even without the Chiyuv. Even without the chiyuv. Now, so the and that's mashma from the lashon of the Radbaz. The fact that goes without saying that according to the Rambam there are two aspects in tzedakah, because in Perek Zayin says mitzvah aseh in tzedakah l'anim v'masharoh l'oni, and then in Perek Tes he says, Kol yo sheyesh bo Yisroel chayovim lahavid mem gaba yitzoke, anosh yiduim in the money. So, but from the lotion of the Radbaz, it's mashma, that apart from the chiyuv, the mitzvah tzedakah, that is incumbent upon the tzibur as a collective, so there is a aloche of keif. So he says, Uchmei shekeifim, Perek Tes alochav, וכמי שקייפים נאויה, זה, לבני ישראל ביס הכנסס, ולבני ישראל סיבטרת, ושעוד בורים, קייפים זה, על הצדוקה, ולהמיד להם גם הצדוקה. So he mentions the motion of לבני ישראל ביס הכנסס, ולבני ישראל סיבטרת, and so there it's not because of the mitzvah, because it is a need of the whole tzibur. It's a need of the whole tzibur, like Bishchemo Bishar. The only thing is, Bishchemo Bishar is considered an indispensable need of the tzibur on a physical and material level. Because if you don't have a chemo, so, So then, all the day we are exposed to the danger of being attacked any minute by pirates. So, and Pesach Knesset, the halacha that the year can force each other to build Pesach Knesset, that's an indispensable need of all the year on a spiritual level, not on a physical level, on a spiritual level. So, but it's not based upon a lechiyut that is incumbent upon it. So we see from the Radvaz that the tzedoke, so this tzedoke l'anim, the support of anim, without recourse to the chiyuv tzedoke that is incumbent upon its people, it's considered the tzedek neoiya, like keifim neoiya zeh zeh limim zakes. And in regard to keifim neoiya zeh zeh limim zakes, so we don't have to resort to a special decision by the tzedek. So the halacha is that even a mute, even one Jew in the year, can force all the other Jews. Of course, b'mitzias, actually in practice, so it could not be carried out if the majority of the tzibur are reluctant to build the sacrifices. So b'mitzias, how could the one Jew, a few Jews, force all the tzibur? But al kedin, so it's a halacha of keeping the year, witness lehem. Misaknesses, so even a mute can force the rabbi to build the misaknesses. And keeping the year with this on this chemo, also the same thing. Since the Radva says that according to the Rambam, so it's the same aloha as keeping the year as the misaknesses, so it's a riot. So it's a riot that according to the Radva, so Zdoki is considered a tzir of the year even without a special hesker from the Bnei, not like Amitav. Now, we asked last time, we asked the question, since Zdoki, besides the mitzvah of Zdoki, is, so there is a loch of fear on the basis of tzir of the year, karni, like Kifne is near, zeze, livnis lembis chimomisha. So why does the Gemara say that on the same we can impose the burden of pay of contributing towards the Kriya Sabeya? I mean, if you have to dig it well, so that we can impose it upon the same, but it's not enough. And Rabbi Romer Yitzchok Yasmin Mamarian, so it's because La Shuvik Rabbi. But otherwise, we cannot impose Zdok upon the same. Why? Because Yasmin Rabbi never did it. So the question arose, Bishlemi, the whole thing created of Zdok is based upon the Chiyuv of Zdok. Alright. But we say that besides the mitzvah of Zdok, so there is the Aloch of Kriyeh on the basis of Tzir of the year, like keeping the chemo, keeping the year with this chemo, like keeping the year with this Akneses, Sivato, Yisraelim Sivato, and so on. So even the same thing, we should be able to impose the burden of Zdokim. So we said, according to Ramatam, it's no kashi, because according to Ramatam, Zdokim is not the Tzir Echoliyah by itself. Only if there is a Hesed. Zdokim is like shorim, scharapirim. So only there is hesed. So when we say the ktana, am mechuyev to participate in the tzir of neviyah, something that is a tzir of neviyah by itself, automatically. But if we have to resort to a hesed neviyah, then we cannot impose a pakta. So that's all right, according to Ramatam. But according to Radvaz, that Zdoki is a tzir of neviyah without hesed, like the sacnesses. Like the sacnesses, so why is it that we cannot impose stoke upon Tanim Abu Metzulinu? But there is another aloche, mitzatir of the year, without mitzvahs. So it is chutz that one ben year can force the other ben year to share in the burden of the indispensable needs of the community. Or the indispensable needs of the community. So the answer is, according to Radvaz, through it's a tzir of the year, and without a hesed. So Mele, even the mute can force the rabbi to give zokit, to support the ami, without recourse to the mitzvah of zokit. But Zot will, can, let's say if we have to build the Nisak Neses, can the Hoshe Yaakov impose the burden upon the Ktanim? No. If we have to build a fortress, so we can impose the burden upon the Ktanim. Because there it's an indispensable need on the physical and material level. Mashenke Nisak Neses, so it's an indispensable need on a spiritual level. So, since Yasmer have been mitzvininu, so we cannot force Ktanim to participate in the burden of realizing an indispensable, of accommodating the Neo year with the indispensable spiritual need. Because Yasmer have never mitzvininu. So the Neo Stoke is an indispensable need, according to Rabbah. Even without the Heskim of the Neo year. Not like on the Tanakh. But it's only on a spiritual level, because stock is already engaged, and without stock on the contrary, so a community that doesn't support Anim is considered a decadent society, a decadent community. So because of that, we couldn't force. So it's like this accresces. So the melee, since Yasmah never needs any new, so we cannot force Tan to participate in the burden of realizing an indispensable spiritual need. That's what it is. Alright. Uhinire, but anyway, Amitam Shike is that we don't force anyone on the basis of the mitzvah stuff, because it's Matan Schor Mitzvah. Uhinire, the mitzvah came to English in the East Bay Lab, the Chesiv Bo, the Sabbath, the Lubecho, the Sikhis, the Siotcho, the Chichoel. So the Rin Shike is, the guy's looking at risk here, in spite of the fact that it's Matan Schor Mitzvah. Why? Because there is a lot. The Alochi is called Mitzvah Shematan Schor Mitzvah. In Bezin Shalmato, came Finoel. In Bezin Shalmato, came Finoel. But on Mitzvah Sase, but on Mitzvah Sase, it was perfect. Now, we have to understand that what difference does it mean? Whether it's Mitzvah Sase or Mitzvah Sase. Whether it's Mitzvah Sase or Mitzvah Sase. Now, so apparently, what's the real shit? Now, what's the pshat? Kol mitzvah shemat mischol betzido in bezni shalmat ikim kinoel. Is anyone having more? Yeah. So Rashi says, "Shemat Nischor b'tzidol u'man yarichu yomecho." Likach piri Shemat Nischor leima im lo itikamenu ze zehu ein shem shelo ititil schar ze shelo ititil schar ze. So what did the Torah say that if Mat Nischor b'tzidol you bezni zaki? Why? Because the Torah says u'man yarichu yomecho. So that's a raya that you're not king. Why? Suppose you are king. So why shouldn't the Torah tell that Matan Schor Mitzvah? The Torah has to tell us that not all mitzvahs, on the contrary, most mitzvahs, there is no Matan Schor Mitzvah. So Tzedakah is an exception. I mean, Tudah Ve'eh is an exception. That there is the Ribbono Shel'Olam is Mavtiach, that there is reward. Be'elam Hazeh, for the fulfillment of Tudah. So what's the raya that there is no fear? I mean, he says, Rikach, Rashi says, Rikach, Pirish Matis Horima, he wait the Kamenu Zeleishe, so he tickles hard. That's your English. It's a question of an English. It's not Kriya and Latin by other mitzvahs, let's say, Lulavin Nate or Matis as this Nakshi, that's with us English. What kind of an English is there? Is no English. He's with us Kriya. He's with us Kriya. So, it seems that Kriya can be used by Besdin on the basis of two concepts. Either on the basis of Tichoche, there is a mitzvah of Techiach, Techiach, Hasam Yisecho. What is Techiach, Techiach, Hasam Yisecho? Techiach, Hasam Yisecho means that if somebody, if a Jew is a Chetei, so we have to reprimand him, and what's the purpose of reprimanding him? To rectify so that he should be Chetei on the Mutter. That's a mitzvah of Techoche. It's a mitzvah of Techoche. And then there is another Halacha. There's another Halacha of Midah Milsa. Midah Milsa means to deter other people from sin. Now, the Yerushalmi says, and the Pasuk, Ohu asho yokim es divrei ha-teva aziz, la'asis eisom, v'yoma kolom omen, that if a Bez is able to establish in the Torah that the people should not be mizalkel in Yisroel by applying certain sanctions, and we don't do it, so that Bez comes within Ohu asho yokim es divrei ha-teva aziz, la'asis eisom, v'yoma kolom omen. So that's not Techoche. Techoche means to correct the sinner, the one who already sinned, this particular individual. And Migdal Milsen means, let's say, when somebody commits an aver, and if nothing is done to him, so other people will emulate this example. They'll be induced to do it, why not? So, the Yitzhore, I mean, works very hard. So the Mele, by giving Makas Malbus, let's say, for certain averes, so we thereby deter other potential sinners. So in other words, so Bezdin can resort to force on two scores, either on the basis of the Hoche to correct the sinner himself, or on the basis of Vita Milsen as a deterrent against the same sin being committed by others. Now the question is this. Apparently, the halacha that makniz hashetit in nafshi, makniz hashetit in nafshi, but if a certain Jew refuses to put on tefillin, so basically forces him to put on tefillin. Is it on the basis of the choche in order to correct that particular person, or it's not on the basis of the choche, it's on the basis of Migdal Milsen to deter others? Because if one Jew who refuses to put on film and is not forced to put on film, so then there will be 10 other Jews who will do the same thing. Is it on the basis of the Choche, or is it on the basis of Migdal Milsen? On the basis of Migdal Milsen. So apparently, Rashi Shittin is that the whole Aloche of Makniz HaShetitz Nafshi, that basically forces a Jew who refuses to be Mekayem Mitzvah, so it's not on the basis of the Choche. On the basis of the Choche, of course there is a Mitzvah of the Choche. That's not Moshe to Bezdin, that's Moshe to every Jew. But the Choche means that if we can, through verbal admonition, so we can be mashpia upon a sinner that he should mend his way, so I'm mechuyev. Of course, Bezdin is also mechuyev. Whatever is incumbent upon every Yochid, so he's certainly incumbent upon this. So, but Techoche does not imply a chiyuv to change a person through force, through akol. Techoche, Techiyah, Techiyah, Samisecho, implies a chiyuv of changing a person through admonition, through rebuke, not through akol. That is not implicit in Techoche. So even in regard to Bezdin, there is no chiyuv upon Bezdin to use force in order to correct the delinquent person, the delinquent Jew. But the reason is why it's basically escape from mitzvahs, and mitzvahs I say is because of Mikhail Mills. Because if Bezdin will not intervene, and Bezdin will acquiesce in everyone's delinquency in mitzvahs, laxity in mitzvahs, so then when one Jew, let's say, is delinquent in mitzvahs, so that will induce ten other Jews. So the male Bezdin is mechuyeh mitzad Mikhail Mills. Mishad Rochav, oh, Asher Yochum is Dibur Atev Aziz. That is most of the Bezdin, that is not most of the Yochid. So, Mitzad Mikhail Mills, Bezdin is Muzer, is Mechuyev, to use force in order to deter others from Aveiros, from Bitu Mitzvah Aseh. So, Rashi says, when is it necessary if there is no inducement? Let's say Mitzvah Aseh, where there is no schach.